lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up. Let your word speak to me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness that you can take what's wrong and make it right. Star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. Shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me. Shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in this night.
Let's open it up. You know, I'll try to behave. Psalm 37, Beginning of verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Read this one more time, and I want you to have it in your mind, the words young and old. I have been young, and now I'm old. He reached old age. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was not testifying in the Psalms, I'm now old and I'm going to hand you a sob story. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. And God's still good. Hallelujah. Praise God. I walked with God when I was young, and I'm still walking with him when I'm old. And he's still good. Oh, hallelujah. Let's love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good. And dwell forevermore. Amen. Not just for this lifetime, and dwell forevermore. Right. Amen. You are not just this lifetime. Right. You have promise of the life that is to come. You are beyond this lifetime. Amen. That's why it's imperative, amen, that when we reach old age, we're able to testify, I've been young. Yeah. And am now old. Hallelujah. And God's still good. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to put off this old and I'm going to dwell forevermore because God's good. Because God's good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, and they are preserved forever. Praise God. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Hallelujah. Amen. One more verse before you're seated. Philippians chapter 1. It's an infamous verse, but it's fitting for what I'm going to try to express here to you tonight. Hallelujah. With the help of the Lord. I'm reminded of this. I'll tell you in a minute. Philippians 1 and 6. Praise God. Paul writing to the people of God. Hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform the same, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun me is going to finish me. Yes. And what he's saying is, because I'm confident of that, I'm going to make sure I'm there for him to finish. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Hallelujah. The word of God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. I love these passages of scripture, and they say so much. I want to direct your attention now to a third passage of scripture in Revelation chapter 1. Just stick with me a moment. I think we've already said enough to shout about and go home feeling good. I was pondering, without giving too many details, I was pondering on what happens between young and old. You know, you can go to a graveyard and see when somebody was born and when somebody died. And usually there's a dash in between those two dates. There's a lot that can happen that dash represents. You can start off good, but it's about ending good. A lot can happen between when you start and when you finish. That will determine how you finish. Let me begin reading here in Revelation chapter 1, beginning of verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I want to read verse 8 to you just again, as I did the others, just one more time, because there's something in this that I'm going to do my best to put at you, put upon you, impress upon you as much as I can. I'll try to slingshot it into your soul. Jesus said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm not just Alpha, I'm also Omega. I'm not just the first letter, I'm the last. Yeah. And if he's the first and the last, we know he's everything in between. Yeah. The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is. I was which was, but I am which is. And because I am which is, I'm going to be which is to come as well. Hallelujah. I'm not here to preach a complicated message tonight. I'm just here to talk about, I'm here to talk about the isness. Praise God. Not so much God's isness. He's got isness. It's whether or not we still have isness. We talk about the isness of God. We talk about what he is. We talk about who he is. We talk about God in all. He's the beginning and he's the ending. Praise the Lord. The question is whether or not what we once was, we still is. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been around a lot of people which was. And I feel bad today that I can't say they is. But I want to say they is. Amen. But I'm trying to figure out what happened between was and is when there should be an is. Yes. Because there is not going to be an is to come if there is not a which is today. Yes. Praise God. If you ever worshiped in your was, I hope you worship in your is. If you ever once were on fire for God, I hope you is on fire today. Because if you're not is on fire today, you're not going to be is to come on fire for God then. I've got to be is now if I'm going to reach that ending. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. It's not about just the isness of God. It's about my isness. David said, I've been young. What he was saying was, I still is. That's what he was saying. He said, I still is for him. I'm still trusting him. I'm not here to write a psalm of a sob story about how God disappointed me along the way and didn't answer my prayers and No, David testified something that a whole lot of people don't testify. We got a lot of grumblers, complainers, murmurers, weak people, sissies with no backbone. Yet David in his old age testified, I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now, either he lied or he told the truth. But I guarantee you that those of us who are is will testify the same thing. And those who are not will not. Those who are just the past, but not is. Is is present tense. Is means you are. Not I once lived for God, because that don't count. Now I feel for all those who have been hurt and those along the way who have been shipwrecked and those who have given up, but that's what I'm here tonight wrapping my head around, because I'm realizing that in the ending, all of that dash stuff isn't going to mean much if you're not there at the ending. If God is able to not remember our iniquities anymore, the scripture says if we walk away from him, he will not remember our righteousness anymore. It'll just be in our mind that we was once children of God, but it's not good enough. It's only good enough if we is children of God today. If we bear the same that our God bears, which is. What is he saying? I'm still the Almighty. I haven't fallen off my cloud and stopped being the Almighty. I haven't given up on being the Almighty because people are rednecks and stupid and ungodly and disobedient. I began this story, and I'm the ending of the story. Remember what the Word of God says. He speaks things from the ending. Things that are not as though they were. He's already at the end of the story. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just preaching the truth here tonight. Because it's the truth, praise God. And some people are going to be shaken free from their was past and say, wait a minute, I got to get a hold of this thing so I have a present, amen, and a future in this thing. It's not about what you've been through. It's not about the disappointments that you feel justify your backslidden soul. Amen, it's about deciding I've got to have an is. Praise God. I've got to have an is. Praise God, or I will not have an is to come. No matter what I've got to go through, praise God, I've got to be an is child of God today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's just love him one more time, would you? Praise God. Love the Lord. Hallelujah. What will we say to the Lord? Will we hand him a whole line of reasons why we didn't, why we gave up? I'm not here to be cold, and I'm not here to have no feeling or emotion or concern or mercy. And I'm not here to say you don't, some people don't have the right to feel maybe the way that they do, especially when they've been hurt by others who are supposed to be of God. But at the same time, feel this urgency and awesome responsibility to say, okay, but you can't stay there. You got to march towards your is. Hallelujah. I've got to reach my is. Remember the story, the true story of Pastor's life when he lost. His family was broken up, and the other half, you remember the story. I'm not here to give the gruesome details, but when he looked through that window, instead of taking matters into his own hands, instead of deciding to cut himself off and ruin that walk with God, praise God, and instead of reacting carnally and emotionally and just going out of his mind, he said he grabbed the tree and he held on to it. What was he doing? He was hanging on to that which is. I'm not letting go of my is. I was once a child of God, but that don't count because that's was, praise God. But what matters now at this moment in my life is the is of God in my life, praise God. And he said, I held on to that tree until that which is comforted my desire to be is. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Decisions have to be made along the way to make sure we is. You understand? I'm not trying to twist my speech to sound like I belong on the streets. I'm talking scripture here. For all you cancel culture people. That's what I mean by stupid people. But I hear that in the Word. I hear more than a Bible study. I hear the revelation of God in every verse of Scripture. It's like a seasoning. Food's great, but like Jesus said, if the salt has lost its savor. You remember when you liked salt and we were able to eat salt, Brother Mike, in large quantities. Everything had salt on it. We love salty French fries. We love salt on our potatoes. We love salt in everything. I salted everything as a kid. I haven't done that in decades. Neither one of us have. A little pepper. But God's word is just, it's salted. It's seasoned. It's got stuff in there that God wants to say if you'll just hear what he's saying. He's not just there, you know, puffing himself up and blowing off steam about himself. I'm the Almighty. No, he's testifying that what I am is able to keep you what you're supposed to be. That's why I read to you Philippians 1:6, so that we can marry all this together to say, being confident of this very thing, that which was and is to come can help me be the same. No matter what I've got to go through, because we're all going to go through stuff. And along the way, we're going to have to make choices to stick with God instead of give up. Because I'd like to ask you, wonderful, smart people, what are you giving up to? Yeah, we've all been there, but what am I into? I mean, where am I going to end up? Where am I going? If behind us is desolation, before us the Garden of Eden, as the scripture says, then what in desolation am I supposed to... The scripture says if I turn away from God, it's like the dog returning to his own vomit. Why would I do that? Wouldn't I rather, if I'm going to fall, I'd rather fall forward. If I'm going to become disheartened and dismayed and discouraged if I get that low, well, at least I'll do it in a forward movement because I still want to reach my is to come. So if I'm going to become hurt and I'm going to be brought to my knees, I'm going to be brought to my knees forward towards my is to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I've got to get to my ending. You've got to get to your ending. There's a Savior at the ending of the story, and he's saying, come on, I'm your ending. I'm your end. You can reach it. Amen. If I'm your ending, if I'm your is, and I'm your was, then I'm also the is to come. You can get there. Don't give up your is to come. That's why we say no to things and yes to other things. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Preach some of this in some circles in people's minds. Well, you're just one of those fanatic Christians, you know. You're one of those, like, Christians. You know, those hard-spiced ones, you know. Got the little kick in it. Well, we got to be something when we got a wolf threatening to huff and puff and blow our house down. Praise God, we can't be these little timid, oh, I'm so sorry, I made noise in church last night, please don't give me a bad Wednesday. Paul taught Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. He said, prophecies went before on you, by them war a good warfare. He didn't say, try and survive, just cope with things. You'll make it, just kind of, you know, do your best. No. More than, he said, fight, lay hold. These aren't cute scriptures that just sound good. These are verses of scripture that we have to get a hold of when life hits us hard like a nor'easter. Praise God, we got to lay hold. Look, I've driven in those nor'easters, haven't you? When I used to work out in Marlboro, and we lived up in the industrial park, you know, Route 2, that little stretch of road, is just, there's no lights. It's dark. It's just, it's crazy. The only thing out there alive are deer and critters. And you can add a snowstorm where you can't see past the hood. And you're relying on the fact that I've driven this road for the last 15 years. I know it by the back of my hand, but I can't see it, but I know it's there. Now, we can't stop because there are people behind us and others in front of us and sometimes beside us in that two-lane road. And we're all inching, trying to get somewhere, but we're all moving forward regardless of the in-your-face. We can make a choice to pull over and just give up and get piled with snow and just wait for the snow plow to come by and make it worse and plow us in with it. Just life. I mean, there has to be something inside of us that is pressed toward. If you don't have it, go to the prayer room and get it. God can put inside of you a press toward the mark. Amen. He's always God. Listen to his tone. He never stands still. Was and is to come. I mean, he was still in motion, stepped into this world, manifested in the flesh, took flesh to Calvary's cross, tore it in two and opened up to the holiest of all, to everybody, and kept on moving, went to the end of the story and said, now come on. Praise God. Now I'm going to give you a walk with God so you can have a which was and which is to come. Praise God. Now fight the good fight of faith so that the ending, amen, is greater than the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, clap your hands to the Lord one more time. I'm finishing. This is making sense tonight, and I'm just, I guess some things are birthed on remembrance of things and seeing sometimes how certain paths take people and feeling the pain of, oh, God, it didn't have to be. You know, some people gamble with their soul. It's true God's merciful, but it doesn't mean I have to find out if he is. Because when you, it's tough. When we read the parable of the prodigal child, you know, when you read into what Jesus is saying, you also have to look at the fact that it wasn't easy for this kid to come home. It couldn't have been easy for him to come home. It's not easy for him to come home. No more than it's easy for anybody that stayed away from God for a long time to come home. Because they've developed and established a whole new life out there in sin, and to come back to where they once were is a journey, if they make it back at all. I am Alpha and Omega. When I read this, I'm not just reading into something I'm trying to prove. I'm not trying to have a debate with somebody who doesn't understand what we understand. I'm reading something from a Savior who's talking to his people. He's saying, I am Alpha and Omega. What I love about this is he's saying a lot of things with that seasoning on Scripture. He said, I'm the God of the Hebrews and I'm the God of the Gentiles. And I'm your beginning and ending for all of you, saith the Lord, which is. I'm glad he still is. If he behaved like some of us, which is and which was. I want to be able to, I'm finishing. I want to be able to say like David said, no matter what we've been through, I want to be able to look back. Say like Paul, I finished my course. I have kept the faith. He knew what he was before Calvary, but he looked back right up to the cross and said, what he began in me, He will perform in me forever. Praise God. He that has begun a good work in you, listen, he that has begun a good work in you shall perform it. He'll keep on doing the good work in you. We read already in Psalm 37, he'll never forsake you, so don't you forsake him, no matter what. We're no better than the brethren before us, with their own integrity and their own lips testified, saying, I am not going to allow that which was to be a waste. I am not going to waste what was. And I won't waste it no matter what I'm going through now. And I'm going to do so by being is what I was. Hallelujah. 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 What I was, I'm going to be. I'm not going to be less than what I was. I'm going to be more than what I was. We're supposed to be growing on to know the Lord. We're supposed to be growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. We're not supposed to be going from spiritual unto carnal. Praise God. We got a journey, and this journey is upward, amen, and onward, praise God. We're supposed to be growing, amen, and manifesting more of the things of God, praise God, the understandings of God, the walk with God, the strength of God, the isness of God. I want the isness of God in me. When I lack it, God says, I am, amen, and I want that I am to rise up in me when I don't feel like I'm not, when I feel like I'm not. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've all been there. Praise God. When life gut punches us, praise God, and we're hurt, and all these foolish thoughts in the choir of the enemy starts to stand up on the podium and sing us songs that would say, give up. Hallelujah. I am the same God that filled me with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14 is still the same God. These years later, he still is. The least I could do is say, and so am I. I'm getting older, I'm getting bolder, and I'll start wrinkling someday, but I'm still here, praise God. Hallelujah. I've been young, but I'm enjoying too much the fact that in growing old, I can look back and say, he's never, never forsaken me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Besides, I'm too interested in his is to come. Well, the scripture says, eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them who is. Hallelujah. Once in a while, God just might talk to you and say, are you still here? I is. Hallelujah. I know you is. I just want to let you know I is too. Praise God. You know what I'm going through, but I know you're right here with me. And you're not going to forsake me, and I'm not going to forsake you. Praise God. Though he slay me, yet I is. Let's stand and love him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God, give us a boldness. Strengthen our spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, when life challenges the is inside of your life, watch. Jesus said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, am I alive forevermore. Praise God. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead. Though something's trying to meddle with your story. Though something's trying to knock you off the path, praise God, and take away your is. He that believeth in me, though somebody's messing with your is, shall never die. I'll keep your is going. Hallelujah. I don't have anything to say will worship here in just a second. I won't have anything to say to him. If I give up and the time it's over, that's it. There's no purgatory. There's not a lot of stuff happening like all these end time rednecks talk about. Once he ends it, it's over. And I cannot justify myself if I tell him I gave up. I stopped being. I might have a past. Was son of God. Was a son of God. But he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I just can't end up that way. Fear not. Let's love him. Go ahead and worship the Lord. Call on his name. Would you renew your is? Don't be carnal. Renew your is. Don't worry about what I'm talking about in my speech. My speech just fine. You worry about your speech. Praise God. I've got the mic, not you. Love the Lord. Hallelujah. Love the Lord and call upon Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We love you tonight. God, we love you tonight. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We praise and thank you. We praise and thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's so good. God's so good. Oh, God's so good. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. We will not be deceived. Praise God. My Redeemer lives. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I got to have a stand in my soul. There are too many people that they bend and blend with the wind. If friends don't like what they believe, they sort of kind of cower down. If family doesn't like what they believe, they cower down. You'll never win your family to God if you button up, if you don't live this thing. They'll never know the truth that is in Christ Jesus if you just blend. God hasn't called us to be chameleons. And just blend in with our society. Praise God. Blend in with their philosophies. Don't shake the boat. We're called of God to turn the boat over, to upset the apple cart. We're called of God to bring people on this journey. Praise God. You was to be an influence so that your present is can be a continued influence. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more time, would you love him? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, we love you tonight. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother Brad, I'm going to ask you to come and end in prayer, so I'll stop. The word of God is true. And he said, I'm coming quickly. And I guess I feel more than ever before the hour upon us. I want to be on the right side of things. Praise God. Get your spirit right if it ain't right. Live this thing. Walk this thing. If you've ever been good for God and that's your best for God in the past, be your best for God now. Don't come waltzing in here acting and looking like you don't care. Talked to the people of God through Malachi and said, you know, you just You profane my altar. You just throw anything you want on that altar. You totally ignore what I ask for on that altar. Would you do that for a governor? No, you wouldn't. And I'm the great king. Praise God. Once in a while, we got to shake ourselves and remind us, amen, that we've got a king that we worship. Amen. And he's not sloppy. Praise God. And he doesn't have a junkyard in his backyard full of stuff because he's just what? No, he's none of that. Praise God. He's the great king of glory. Praise God. And I believe he deserves our very best at all times. Now's not the time for backing up. It's the time for going forward. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brad.
I surrender. I know, Lord, your plan for me is right. I need you to fulfill your purpose in my life. I submit to you, my King. Be my head. Lord, here I am. I surrender. I surrender. Lord, I surrender my life. Give it all to you. I surrender. I surrender. Lord, I surrender my life. Give it all to you. I know, Lord, your plan for me. Is right. I need you to fulfill your purpose in my life. I submit to you, my King, to be my everything. I'm coming to Lord, here I am. I surrender. I surrender. Lord, I surrender my life. Give it all to you. I surrender. Give it all to you. We surrender. We surrender. Lord, we surrender our lives. Give it to you. I surrender.